You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio on WTMR 800, Camden, Philadelphia. Welcome to What the World Needs Now. It's our healing day of prayer, and we invite you to join us to call in and give us your prayer requests. God's Word goes forth out into the world and does the work it was sent to do, to bring health and healing, to bring courage and strength when we're struggling. So sit back and enjoy this hour of power, of conversation and prayer.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Altshuler, along with Dr. Anton Raimondo, with us with our natural thing. Anton, are you on?
Yes.
Great.
I'm here, Mike.
Okay, the technology works. We got you all hooked up and all like that. So for your listeners, the first Friday of the month's always really been a big month for intercessory prayer. So it's really it's a wonderful blessing of this ministry to be able to pray together all through the intercession of Mother Mary, taking us to her son Jesus, and just wish for mental, physical, or spiritual healing for any of our listeners. And listeners, this is your day to call. And the numbers are 610. You know, it's funny. The numbers are usually there, and I have them in my mind what they are. But 610. 1 second. I will write this down. Oops. 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. How about if we start with a prayer? Anton, you want to start with a prayer?
Sure. Okay. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ and our Blessed Mother, please be with us, and me and Mike, as we're on this show today, and to be able to speak the right words that you want us to speak in God's name, for their healing and for their comfort and consolation, so we can all do God's will and be healthy and happy, so we can all get to heaven. And so let us pray the Our Father together.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen.
In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anton. We're going to have quite a day. I see there's quite a number of prayer requests. People have called in already, but how this works for your first-time listeners is by calling in for a prayer intentions for yourself or for others. You just call 610-527-2906, and all that Anton and myself are, we're really just vessels of the Holy Spirit interceding through Mary and through Jesus for healing. And prayers will be answered. It's all in God's time, and this is what our beautiful Catholic faith is about. We go from there. I always like to start out with a reading, and today to select today's Mass reading, the Gospel reading for today, with it. So I'll read it, and then we can perhaps comment on it. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. In front of him, there was a man suffering from dropsy. Jesus spoke to the scholars of the law and Pharisees in reply, asking, is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not? But they kept silent, so he took the man and, after he had healed him, dismissed him. Then he said to him, who among you, if your son or ox falls into a cistern, would not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day? But they were unable to answer this question. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, Anton, what do you pull out of this reading?
Well, I think there's that term that people may not be familiar with there when you mentioned the word dropsy. You know, when I went to medical school back in the day, even then they didn't talk about the word dropsy. And so that's actually a very archaic word, meaning that a person has edema, you know, whether there's a lot of swelling from heart failure or from some other organ. A person has so much swelling that it literally can develop into something so serious to die, like if a person had heart failure, kidney failure, liver failure, or it can just be simply, you know, swelling. But yeah, so on here, it just shows how Jesus, the divine physician, you know, heals, you know, on the Sabbath, right? And how, and it's amazing here, this is from St. Luke, right? He's a real physician, and, and he mentions that Jesus heals on the Sabbath. And this actually is the reason why us doctors and nurses and paramedics and healthcare workers are permitted to work on the Sabbath, because Jesus shows here that it's fine. It's actually good to help heal people, and it's not against the Ten Commandments whatsoever. Yeah, and I think just a little bit of background, too, that the Jews have 613 statutes that they follow in addition to the Ten Commandments. And so it, the way Father Mitch Pacwa of EWTN would describe the 613 statutes, Jewish statutes, is like a fence protecting the Ten Commandments. So a person wouldn't break the Ten. They would put these 613 statutes there so they wouldn't even get close to breaking one of the Ten Commandments. And so this is how the Pharisees are saying, hey, you can't do this, you know, healing on the Sabbath. But common sense says, you know, of course you're going to help somebody on the Sabbath, right? And so Jesus does so, and he's the champion for us all as the divine physician.
Wow, well said. And because this is the same Jesus who we're going to be praying for his intercession today, and his same spirit, where this person with this dropsy or filling up with fluid, all swollen and filling up, immediately by healing him, he just transformed him. So we have so many different callers or listeners with different kind of problems and ailments and whatever. And, you know, you just have to have faith in Jesus and allow that the Holy Spirit to just touch you today and prompt you if you wish to call for prayers for yourself or for others, because that's the same Jesus that healed this man from dropsy. And if you can just eliminate all the fluid in a person's body, as Jesus did, and transform them and heal them and get up, like, well, as many as so many other things, then we have callers today for pain issues, medical issue, cancer, ovarian cancer, kidney cancer, heart conditions, harassment, breast cancer. So Jesus can heal. He's the great healer of everything. But it's all through him as the Son of God to do that. And that's the beauty of it. And sometimes we lose track of, we read these scriptures and we're like, well, that was then. But it's, the scriptures are alive, the living word of God, and it's now. And we have the blessing and opportunity through this InnoSign Radio Network to be able to represent Jesus as an intercessor, allow him to do all the work, and our listeners to do the asking and praying along with us to create the miracles. So there's going to be miracles today, and that's such a wonderful blessing and gift, and it's just something that we just we don't ever take it for granted for, but we expect, we're looking forward to the miracles today that can happen with the listeners. How's that sound, Anton?
That sounds perfect.
Great. Okay, well, we'll get started. We have, let's see, we have a caller called in for Elizabeth, who has severe pain in her knees, and also for Dawn, who has medical issues. So, Anton, you want to start a prayer? We'll combine Elizabeth and Dawn together for that.
Sure. Lord Jesus Christ, you as the divine physician know our heart and soul, our mind. You know our very thoughts and prayers even before we say them from our lips. And so we ask you by your power, Lord Jesus Christ, to help Elizabeth with her knee issues and also to help Dawn with her medical issues. Both of these women are begging and needing of your kind mercy to help heal them and from this pain and this suffering. Meanwhile, I'm sure, Lord, that they're offering their sufferings as well in reparation as you helped save us all from our sins so we can all go to heaven. So we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to alleviate their sufferings from their knee issues, from Elizabeth's knee issues, and also Dawn's medical problems. And we trust and have faith in your power and in your mercy. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And, you know, Anton, what occurred to me, if perhaps we could say and for our listeners, you say the thing too, just to clear out these airwaves and all, if we just repeat the St. Michael prayer. I thought we were praying. It occurred to me that let's certainly pray for St. Michael to clear the waves and the thought processes of all our listeners and of everyone here in InnoSign Network and Anton and myself today. So we'll start with St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking to ruin souls. Amen.
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 Great thought, and thank you. Yes, because the angels, for sure, you know, there's the angels of, like, the principalities are the ones who take care of regions of the area, the principal regions, right? But then we also have the angels of the virtues and powers that can also help, you know, whether it's with the airwaves and so forth. There's a quick story that I'll share with, there was an exorcist by the name of Father Chad Ripperger, and one time he was had to do an exorcism. It was out in the ordinary. It was actually in a hotel, in one of the high rises. And he was right in the middle of doing an exorcism. He got a phone call from a friend that just wouldn't stop. And he was right in the middle of exorcism, but he answered it really quick. And he says, I can't talk. I'm in the middle of exorcism. But his friend said, turn on the TV now. And he says, well, why would I want to turn on the TV now when, you know, I'm doing something here? He says, it's urgent. You need to turn the TV on. It's like, urgent? So he turns it on, and I'm embellishing a little bit here, but as far as, you know, me play acting like this. But he turns it on, and he sees a newscaster saying there are twin, tornadoes going towards his building live right now. Yeah, and so what happened was when he saw that, he decided to pray and ask the angels of the air to help him. And so right when this was happening, as the announcer was saying, these twin tornadoes going straight towards, you know, that city where he was in, and it was going to hit his building, which started to dissipate right before his very eyes as he watched it on TV, and he was saying the prayers. So why I mention that, there are angels of the air who can help. And so as much as that is, there's also angels of the airways that can help us. And I bet you there's a patron saint, too. I know, like, St. Clair is a patron saint of TV and radio, so I would assume that she's also a saint that can help us here on the airways so we can get more callers or people to listen so they can get, you know, help from our Lord and our Lady.
Great book. Great. Thanks for sharing that story. And that's the reality of it. We're in a it's a spiritual battle. And we're on the winning team with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we have Blessed Mother Mary. And this week we've seen all the angels and the saints. So we're on the winning team, but we have to always protect ourselves and be smart about the business and be wise, and that's part of how the Holy Spirit prompts us to do those things. And thanks for sharing that story, Anton. That's pretty fascinating. We have this is good. There's a lot of people that called in for prayer. So we have, it looks like there's four people who have called in for cancer. Kim, who has cancer and is now in a palliative care. So it's Kim. Sue has ovarian cancer. Betsy has kidney cancer. And Fran has breast cancer. So it certainly seems to me that we are prompted pretty strongly to pray for some healing of cancer for Kim, Sue, Betsy, Fran, and any of our listeners who are going through that. So,
yes. All right. Well, there's two prayers that I want to share for these, for Kim, for Sue, for Betsy, and Fran. The one, of course, that we know is the patron saint of cancer, Saint Peregrine. Mm-hmm. So let me just start off with that. St. Peregrine, for many years you patiently suffered from a cancerous disease. You turned to God, the source of all healing, to give you strength in bearing this ailment. May all the afflicted cancer with who may all who are afflicted with cancer follow your example, especially those who we entrust to you today, especially Kim for palliative care, for Sue for her ovarian cancer, for Betsy for her kidney cancer, and for Fran with her breast cancer. Lord Jesus, you know them by their name. You know these ladies. You know how they're suffering. You know how their family and their caretakers are suffering. God, you are the comforter. We ask you to help ease their pain and suffering and restore them to full health, total mind, body, and spirit, totally in health. And we ask this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
And let me add another prayer here as well. This is also a prayer for those in cancer, with cancer. Jesus, divine healer and consoler, we come to you with these struggles of people who have cancer. Again, namely, Kim with palliative cancer, Sue with ovarian cancer, Betsy with kidney cancer, and Fran with breast cancer. We trust in your loving presence and your healing power. Give them the grace and the strength as they bear this sickness, this cancer, this illness. Alleviate any anxiousness and fear they may have. When they are in pain, dear Lord, comfort them. Heal them from all these abnormal and cancerous growths. Stop these cells from spreading. Help them to overcome feelings of anger and frustration. Deliver them from hopelessness and negative thoughts. Jesus, help them walk with you through this difficult time and restore their wholeness of mind, body, and spirit. And please give them your peace. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Anton.
Sure.
We have okay. trying to discern through these to go through it. We have Gwendolyn, who asked for prayers for her husband, Dave. And how about if we combine with that, certainly for all married couples, too, for that. But it would start out with Gwendolyn for prayers for her husband, Dave.
Yes, so I feel the prompting that we need to ask St. Joseph's help, okay? Because St. Joseph, you know, being the foster father of the blessed, of Jesus and the husband of Mary, that even though Jesus is God and higher than him, and even though the Blessed Mother was immaculate and without sin, that Joseph was still put in charge of the family. So let us ask Saint Joseph to help David in his office as husband and father. And we ask you, Saint Joseph, to please help David and Gwendolyn in their marriage and also David's office as husband and father. Whether he knows it or not, we ask him, ask St. Joseph to let David realize that he is the image of the invisible Father, God the Father, that his family looks at him to represent God the Father in the family. And we ask you to help their marriage and their relationship so it grows ever stronger every day, so he can emulate Joseph, St. Joseph, who is the defender of defenders. He defended Jesus Christ, and he's the guardian of guardians who guarded Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Working our way through list, by the way, for callers, the lines are open, and you can certainly call in and give your prayer requests on the air, or you can leave them with Maureen, or I believe Mary's here. The phone number is 610-527-2906. So we have...
If I may,
yeah,
Mike, I also just wanted to urge people to make use of the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. You know, that... if whether they can go to make an appointment for a priest to come visit them, that, you know, the anointing of the sick is a sacrament, and that Jesus himself works through the priests so they can receive graces and for healing and also to bear their sufferings. So just urge people not to forget about the sacrament of the anointing of the sick.
Thank you, Anton. Well said. We also have prayers for, it's a little different line of Elizabeth, who's being harassed at work.
Yes. I'm just trying to think here about, you know, different people, different saints, you know, who were, attacked, you know, about their personality or their ministry. And the one that comes to mind is, you know, I mean, there's a lot of saints, from Padre Pio.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, that he did nothing wrong, but his brother priest thought he was faking or just trying to call attention to himself. And, you know, he wasn't able to say mass and for a while. And same with St. John of the Cross, too. He was imprisoned by his fellow friars for 9 months. And so these were priests, right? And look at Jesus himself, right? He was accused. So let us ask our Lord Jesus Christ, let us ask Padre Pio, let us ask St. John of the Cross to help our caller, Elizabeth, and our listener, Elizabeth, who is feeling any harassment, whether it be at work or at home or her friends, anyone that is making her feel fearful and anxious wants to just be alone and not even lives sometimes people feel so scared that they just want to end their life. So we ask the Lord to rebuke such thoughts and such spirits that may plague Elizabeth, and to rebuke any of those spirits that harass Elizabeth. And we ask this in your name, Lord Jesus Christ. You are the healer and protector of us all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we have, we're working our way through the list. I'm glad we had so many people that call in. So we had, so we have Elizabeth, who's an elderly woman with many medical issues, also had her bank account hacked. And, yeah, I'm trying to combine a few. And Doris with severe health issues, including back pain, and Rich, who has a heart condition, and pray. I'm really combining a lot here, praying for healing of memory. So maybe we're better off with Elizabeth and Doris, praying with them, and then we can get into the other prayer requests for that, because it's almost too many different things at one time, right? Not too many for Jesus, but too many for the humanness of Anton or myself to concentrate on the one, huh?
Yes. let us ask, actually, St. Matthew, what comes to mind here for Elizabeth, since her she had identity theft there and how her bank account was stolen, but also we can ask St. Dismas, the good thief, right? Mm-hmm. And so we ask both of these saints, St. Dismas, the good thief,
thanks,
and St. Matthew, who was a tax collector, we ask them both to help intercede for us, to help Elizabeth, who is elderly and needs help from such thievery and such deceit, that people are doing such evil against her when she is elderly and very susceptible to injury and trickery and fraud. So we ask you, St. Matthew and St. Dismas, to help her and to guide her so she would be able to be protected. And, of course, we ask the angels, her guardian angels, and St. Michael to also surround her and to protect her from such evil. We also ask for prayers for Doris as far as her back issue. And I would ask St. Alphonsus de Liguori because of he had history of arthritis. And so any back arthritis or any problems with a slipped disc, we ask his help, who is able to intercede for us because of the enduring pain that he had in his time. And Doris, I also know that what back injury is. I've had that as well, and was bedridden for 3 years and couldn't really do much and was disabled for many more years after, and the Lord helped heal me. So I beg the Lord also to have mercy on Doris, so her back pain and back injury can be healed, that she'd be able to walk, stand up straight, and to live a normal life again. Help her with the suffering and pain and spasms. In your name we ask you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Well, Anton, for our listeners, we're going to take a short commercial break now, and we will be right back. Thank you.
This is Dr. Carol Houghton of the Diocese of Harrisburg. I have been blessed in many ways by Kathleen McCarthy's retreats, days of reflection, preaching, and teaching, especially on In His Sign Catholic Radio. When Kathleen teaches from the Scripture and shares with us her personal stories, I am deeply touched and inspired. It is as if God is speaking directly from her heart to my heart. And when Kathleen reads from her books, In the Silence of My Heart, she shares with us what God has spoken to her, an intimate message of unconditional love and mercy. God has blessed Kathleen with many gifts, which she readily shares with others by doing every day what the Lord has asked of her. And by the example of her yes to God, we too are encouraged to give our yes to God. For Kathleen's daily and public witness to the gospel, I will be forever grateful. For it is by this example that she challenges me to become a better disciple of the Lord.
Listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We often think of the scripture where the disciples were walking to Emmaus, where they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us as Jesus spoke to us on the road?" As we travel along the road together in our Archdiocese of Philadelphia and Camden Diocese, we thank God for our loyal circle of family and friends. Please consider sponsoring one of our new programs in the name of your parish priest, family member, or friend. It would be a beautiful way of helping us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Give us a call at 610-527-2906 or visit us on the web at inhissign.com.
Well, we're back. I'm Mike Altshuler along with Dr. Anton Raimondo and on the People's Day of Healing. And you're certainly open to call in and ask for any prayers, whether they're on the air or by speaking to Maureen or Mary on the phone. So the number is 610-527-2906, 610-527-2906. So we're going to keep on working through prayer requests and also waiting for others. We had Doris had called in and asked for prayers for her son Jeremy, who's waiting for a kidney transplant. That's
right. You know, I also wanted to, we didn't get to do the prayer for Rick. And we went to a break. So I want to make sure before we get to Jeremy, we will pray for Rick's heart and also any memory issues as well. Okay?
You bet.
All right. Lord Jesus Christ, O most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we call upon your help to help Rick and his heart. And also we ask the Immaculate Heart of Mary also to come and aid Rick in his heart. Both the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to import into Rick's heart that love that he needs, the faith and the comfort, so his heart, mind, body, and soul can be healed and comforted, and to remove any blockages in his heart, to help heal his heart so it can get the necessary nutrients, so he can live a long life. And we also ask for help with his memory so he doesn't have any issues with that and he'll be able to think clearly and to be able to live and be more cognizant of what he's doing. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful. And then we had
Jeremy, right?
Kidney transplant. Jeremy, right. Doris had called for her son, Jeremy, waiting for a kidney transplant.
Okay. As background, you know, I used to do anesthesiology, and from when I was doing training, I did quite a few transplants, and so I have personally know how that is involved. And so we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, the divine physician, to help Jeremy in a kidney transplant, that the person who's donating the kidney, we thank you, Lord, for that. But we also ask help for Jeremy in his receiving the kidney, that there is no problems with it, with rejection, and that there's no problems afterwards as he recovers. Because, Lord, you know how it is like to suffer, and you know also what goes on in Jeremy's mind and in his heart about any kind of worry or anxiety, to help ease his mind and his soul. So when this happens, the surgery happens, everything will be fine. In your name we pray. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Anton. And we have a prayer request for Claire and Diana, who are both having medical procedures performed. So Claire and Diana.
All right. A background here where... In the Old Testament, in Genesis, when Adam was put to sleep, if people realize that God was the first surgeon and first anesthesiologist, so he put Adam to sleep. He did surgery, so to speak, and took out a rib, and he was such a good surgeon and plastic surgeon that they can't even see any scar. And so the Lord is the one who does procedures. And so for Claire and Diana, just call upon the Lord God, who does all these procedures from the very start of humankind, when Adam was created, and when he was created woman. We ask our Lord to help these women, Claire and Diana, that they will have a successful procedure without complications, and that the doctors will be their hands and will be guided, and the nurses will be able to take care of you both, and that you guys will recover well, and that there's no need to worry because the Lord is by your side. And we ask in his name. Amen.
Amen. Anton, that was a great, I never thought about that for with God the Father taking a rib out of Adam and creating Eve. Huh?
Yes, and he was also, the first designer, tailor, right? Because he also got them clothes afterwards, right? I think he was made out of leather skins that he got them to cover up. So he did a lot. I mean, he created the universe. It's amazing. Yeah. And when he did, the other thing that people don't realize is, says in scripture, how there was music that was happening and the angels were singing, So there was an audience as he was creating, and they were oohing and aahing, just like when people ooh and aah with the July 4th fireworks. You can imagine when God the Father is creating the universe, it's like dun 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 dun, dun 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 dun, and so the angels are singing and praising God when there's music around.
Well said, well said. Well, we are really working our way through the list. We had another caller asking prayers for Rosita, who's 84 and has arthritis. I'm not sure if having arthritis is not part of being 84, but certainly we can pray for the pain, right? at that time. So Perhaps we can pay for Rosita and all those who are suffering from arthritis and all that pain and discomfort. Huh? Anton, you there? We lose you.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I couldn't for a while. Good.
Okay, sorry. Well, while on the break, I looked up, you know, another patron saint, and also the apostle, you know, Saint James, is also one that is considered a patron saint for arthritis.
Hmm.
And so we want to ask, you know, he's a patron saint for rheumatism and arthritis, and so you know, he was one of the three apostles that was there when Jesus raised the daughter of Jairus. You know, Jesus brought Peter, James, and John. So that James. So let us ask St. James to help Rosita with her arthritis and any pain and suffering and difficulties that she may have from dressing or buttoning her shirts or, you know, using utensils or opening cans or just, you know, simple things we may not think about, from holding a cup, you know. These are very difficult for people with arthritis, and these are unsaid things that they suffer through every day. And so we ask St. James, you know how difficult this is, and how Rosita is having problems with her arthritis, and we ask your help to ease her pain, to loosen up her joints, to help her in her daily activities so she can function better, but also to offer up this pain and suffering for greater glory of God. And we ask this in your name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Anton. We have what had occurred to me during all these prayers, and there's so many people part of our human life, is we're going to go through different illnesses and trials and tribulations and all, and there's going to be a lot of illnesses and sicknesses, and that's part of God. God's right in charge, and for listeners, God is in charge and right in the middle of everything. And I think the key we've got to remember is to always remember Jesus is always with you, right at your side. Mother Mary would be right there at the side. So in your worst moments, when you can hardly pray, you're in such pain, or you can hardly do anything, just call out to Jesus, call out to Mary, and they'll always be there at the side and provide comfort. But what, Anton, I think it's important that we could say a prayer for caregivers, because many times people that are in pain or have had surgery, I remember myself after the last week and a half, boy, for a couple of days, it was really hard to pray. I was in so much pain and swelling and all. And but I know my wife was there and kind of keeping an eye on me and reminded me of all the caregivers. Let's say a prayer for all the caregivers to keep them having strength and hope and understanding that what they're doing is such an important thing, and it's a real act of love what they're doing, and sometimes they're all taken for granted to do that by that.
Yes, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask your help, for you were there with our, and we ask Our Lady, for both you and Our Lady was there when Saint Joseph was sick and suffering, and you know how to care for people when they're dying. And so we ask you both to help those caretakers for those who are sick and suffering. And we also want to thank you, Lord, for helping Mike and also his wife as they both gone through this recent health issues, and that you had helped Mike with his medical issues, and his wife. They are both husband and wife, and are married through thick and thin, through sickness and health. And it shows through their suffering and also through their joys that they are there together who care for each other. And so we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ and Our Lady, to help all those caretakers who help the sick. And I also thank you, Lord, for my own wife who takes care of me as well. In your name, we thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Anton. Great prayer. And for our listeners, we have 15 minutes to go. It's like a 15-minute straight lifeline to Jesus. I mean, we all have that all the time anyway. But what's beautiful about this radio ministry is not only do we have Anton and myself, we have Patrick doing the engineering and Maureen and Mary taking the calls, but we have all the listeners who hear these prayers and join in on the prayers. So what happens is it's really the love of God permeating through all of us and through the sound waves at which we prayed that they'd be open and clear and through to each of your hearts. So the key is that God is always at work and Jesus is at work. He wishes to heal all of us, and whether it's spiritual, emotional, or physical healing, this is really, that's his, what he wishes, and he wants this for all of us, but we've got to believe and trust that Jesus is really with us. And sometimes being in pain or suffering, or whether it's addictions or it's depression or it's medical issues or employment issues, whatever it is, I think the important thing for all of our listeners is Jesus is there with you. And it's ourselves who abandon him and are not, we don't realize he's there, but he's always there to call us. And, you know, some will be gifted with visions or certainly awarenesses or clear-cut miracles, but many of us don't have those, and it's just the faith knowing what Jesus had always said. He says, he's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father through him, but we can't just take it for granted. A relationship is two-way, so we have to open our hearts and minds and spirits to Jesus and establish that personal relationship with him. And I think sometimes it's been kind of getting, it just, the Spirit's been kind of working through me on this one, Anton, but I want our listeners to realize today perhaps we need some of the listeners, or even if it's just one listener, that's all that is important. One person is so important that you need to believe that Jesus loves you and is with you in your current situation, your current, whatever it might be, he is with you. And I'll let Anton lead a prayer to just touch each person for that spot in our heart that just we need to open up, and particularly for that one person that seems to be kind of my mind out there that really needs that faith to realize that Jesus is with them and Jesus can heal them physically, emotionally, or spiritually, or help them work through a grievance, a spouse passing away, or whatever it might be. Jesus is there, and I think that whatever it is, the coincidence that you can listen now, whoever that listener is, Jesus hears you, and the prayer's for you. Okay, Anton.
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for having this radio show, and that any of the listeners right now who might have just heard Mike speak, we are asking help for those particular listeners who may feel alone, who may feel abandoned, who may feel too shy or reluctant to call in, or to think they're not worthy of to be forgiven or to be healed, or that they think that they are being punished for their illness or with an illness. We ask you, Lord, to rid them of any of such guilt that they are not worthy to receive your love and mercy. Because you said, Lord, as the divine mercy, Jesus, that those who are sinners are in the most need of your love and mercy. And Lord, we know those who are sick and suffering are also in much need of your love and your mercy. So we ask you, Lord, to come and help those particular listeners who might be undergoing such doubt in their life, such anxiety, worry, depression, loneliness, isolation, rejection, and unforgiveness in their own heart. We ask you, Lord, to soften their heart so they can receive your love and mercy and feel your tender embrace. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anton. And we have 9 minutes left, so any callers, the number is 610-527-2906, 610-527-2906, if you have any prompting to give a call.
Mike, if I may add, this is the month of November where is dedicated to the holy souls. Mm-hmm. And, yesterday was All Souls and the day before was All Saints. But just know that the first 8 days of November is traditionally allowed by the church for us to pray for those who died and to help them be released from purgatory. If we do certain prayers, like visit the grave site and pray for them, there's certain criteria for them to have a plenary indulgence and be released from purgatory, and it would help them in their suffering. And if you are able to help a loved one or a friend or even a priest that you know that passed away, when they get to heaven, they'll be so thankful that you helped them get out of purgatory sooner than later, and then they can help you in your suffering because now they have more grace, more power, and more intercessions. They can talk directly to God there to help you. So it's a win-win situation. Just wanted to urge people to pray for those holy souls in purgatory who then later on can pray and help you.
Mm. Thanks, Anton. That's a great idea. That's a wonderful suggestion. And then sometimes in town I'll say a prayer and, this suggested if any of our listeners haven't done it, but I'll say a prayer for any of my own ancestors that are in purgatory or my wife's family's ancestors who are in purgatory that through the grace of God, some of them can get to heaven today. And that really, God is so big. And it's a big prayer to ask because if you think about each person's ancestors, it goes all the way back to Adam. So I realize at times I'm asking a lot, but God's God. And I suspect one day, you hear about people that are in purgatory and they get to heaven. When other people get to heaven, they say, hey, your prayers helped me get out of purgatory in heaven. I thank you for it. So we can do a lot, even if you're bedridden and all that. That's a wonderful prayer that I might suggest any of you listeners do. And, it at first I'm like, this is like too big to ask for, but nothing is impossible with God. And just a thought, Anton, that came to me while you're saying that, I thought I'd share it with the listeners,
Yes, please. Pray, lead us in prayer, Mike. That's an awesome thought.
Okay, well, we'll do a prayer right now. Dear Lord Jesus, we pray for any of our listeners, and we pray you'll give our listeners the prompting to pray for any of their ancestors or perhaps their spouse's ancestors that are in purgatory that through their humble intercession for them that they may be released into heaven. And we pray also, Lord, that each of us praying might get to heaven one day, but we'll have the grace to perhaps hear it from one of those who were in purgatory that heard our prayers. We also, Lord, we thank all those in purgatory who pray for us and we don't even know about it. And, they can't pray for themselves, but they can pray certainly for us on earth here. So it's, as Anton said, a win-win. And Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much for being with us. We thank you, Mother Mary, for just really this hour being a real true intercessor through Anton and myself and all the listeners, because each of us are your children, and you wish for each of us to reach heaven, to be with Jesus and all the saints and the angels. And Lord, we just praise you and thank you for giving us this opportunity to speak with you, to pray aloud so others can hear and join in. We pray your Holy Spirit will touch the hearts of our listeners and maybe pay it forward and create even a better prayer to involve more folks in purgatory. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Also, I wanted to add, that was a beautiful prayer. So thank you, Mike. As we were praying, I mentioned different patron saints. And sometimes people, since we just had All Saints, I just thought it might be important for people to realize, the saints of the Old Testament, they have certain feast days as well. Like some people, I mentioned, Adam and Eve. Some people don't realize Adam and Eve, they have a feast day. And their actual feast day, believe it or not, is December 24th.
Hmm.
And it makes sense because that's Christmas Eve. So that's Christmas Eve is the feast day of Adam and Eve, right? So they and before the new Adam was born from the new Eve, the Blessed Mother. So that's how to remember that Adam and Eve's feast day is the day before Jesus was born from the Blessed Mother, right? So the old Adam and the old Eve, and now you have the new Adam and the new Eve.
Wow, Anton, you're a wealth of information today and most days, but that's I didn't know that, but even my mind can remember that one, Adam and Eve, the feast day of that, and I think it's a wonderful idea with this feast day. And I'd like to also have a prayer for the people in Israel, that you can heal all those who've lost family members and been witnesses to such atrocities. Give them the healing and have them not lose faith in God. I pray for all any souls who've been in that conflict, have been killed, that they may be that are going to die at the time of their death, they'll be open to the infinite love and mercy of Jesus and of God. And I pray for any of those who are killed with that. War is not a good thing, and it's very difficult in our minds, but I just pray, we certainly always want to pray for peace, pray for trains of hearts or those who are just having in their heart to kill, maim, destroy, torture, rape others. If Lord God, we pray your divine intercession that you can just touch their hearts and they'll feel that first time in their life, the infinite loving that you have as their creator, and they'll stop with these heinous acts. Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you for hearing a prayer. In Christ's name we pray, amen. And Anton, I want to thank you. We have about 15 seconds left, so I want to thank you and all our listeners today for putting it out there for our Lord. Thank you, Anton.
You're welcome. Amen. Thank you.
Okay, listen, we'll speak to you again next month, but may God bless you abundantly. Bye now.